Free Your Mind with Moose Girl and Grimnir every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern right here on RealLibertyMedia.com. All right, folks. All right. This is the Free Your Mind show with myself, Grimnir, and the lovely, wonderful, awesome, mighty Moose Girl.
Hey.
Hey. It's Thursday, April 29, 2021, and we're here, and you're there, wherever that is. If you're listening live, we're on RealLibertyMedia.com. and RLMRadio.xyz, as well as the tune-in channel that we have available for you all. Today's episode is episode number 9 of the Free Your Mind Show, and the title of today's show is I Believe in the Power of Guitar and Drum. And I do. I do believe in the power of guitar and drum. How about you?
Yeah, man. Yeah,
yeah?
I do.
Yeah, cool. So, the title of today's show comes from a song by the band Stiff Little Fingers. Now, many of you may not be familiar with the band Stiff Little Fingers. They're a punk band that I used to listen to way back in the late 70s, early 80s. And they put out some good stuff. I saw them in concert, actually. And they put on a great show. This song that from them... wasn't from the original incarnation of Stiff Little Fingers, but it came along later. They broke up in like 1990, and they got back to, I mean, in like somewhere in the 80s, and they got back together around 1990.
Weird.
What's that?
I posted that link in the chat on a different chat room, and they're saying it's a dead link, so I don't know. It worked for me.
I don't know what link it was, but...
It's a RLM radio link.
Oh, no, it's not a dead link. I'm looking at the page right now. Anyway,
yeah.
In 2004, they put out this album, Guitar and Drum, and this was the title track off of that. So let me make sure everybody's tuned in, knows we're here, all that wonderful crap. I type in the little now thing there in the chat. All right, so there we are.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know either. Anyway, so I'm going to start. I'm going to read you the lyrics to this song. And I think if you're out there, if you're listening in to the lyrics here, you'll kind of get where I'm coming from, at least. I don't know if Moose Girl's coming from the same place or not. But here it is. Well, you get you entertainment through a corporate plan via 5 young athletes and a dancing band who are trained to act moronically and smile on demand, because it makes more money for the company man. Well, it might make all the young girls' hearts beat faster, but it don't amuse this cynical old bastard. I believe in the power of guitar and drum. I believe in the hope held in a song. I believe that the music makes you strong. I believe in the power of guitar and drum. Well, theirs are songs about heartbreak. Theirs are songs about love. Theirs are songs about sex sung by an 8-year-old. And there's no one making statements, 'cause rebellion don't pay. And they'd rather that you bought this, 'cause it's safer that way. Well, I can't believe that everyone is happy with the newest teen sensation carbon copy. And there's the chorus again, I believe in the power of guitar and drum. And then it goes on to say, you gotta eat McFood, play with Barbie, drink Coca-Cola, don't do anything that marks you as solo. Only use your brain for playing Nintendo, because consume everything with corporate logos. Go ahead and make all the fat cats fatter. And for God's sake, don't say anything that matters. But yeah, it's the core there. I believe in the power of guitar and drum. I believe in the hope held in a song. I believe that the music makes you strong. And I do. I sincerely believe that there's hope in songs, in real,
mm-hmm.
not that corporate crap songs. But I do believe that the music makes you strong. I think it's very important that this little ditty here, this song by this band that probably nobody here has ever heard of other than me. they're an Irish band. They come out of Ireland. I've always enjoyed their music all the way back. But I think, you know, that now that we're not posting up on the evil YouTube, we can go ahead and play their song and have it on our recording, and we'll be okay with it. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So I'm gonna play their song here, guitar and drum. Listen up, see if you like it, and whether you like it or not, hopefully at least you agree with the lyrics.
Okay.
Thank you, boys. Thank you. What the heck's that? I hear a doggy.
My dog just went nuts.
That was not part of the song.
No, it was not. It was not part of the song. Sorry about that, everyone.
Yeah, it's all right. So, like I said, you know, they're kind of dissing on, the idiot corporate bands like Backstreet Boys or... I don't even know.
Yeah, that's the take I got it when they talked about five young athletes in a dancing band.
Right.
Trained to act moronically and smile on demand.
Right.
That's like the Backstreet Boys and all those stupid ass boy bands they had. That was a trend for a while. I think it's died down now, but it was really cheesy. Yeah. It was for teenage girls. It was music for girls.
Oh, sure, and they mentioned that, and they mentioned that too. But it don't amuse this cynical old bastard.
right.
And the other thing is just don't say anything that matters. That's the basic core of most of their music. But enough of that. We don't need to worry about dissing on all them people because nobody. I don't even know anybody that listens to that kind of stuff. But music, the strength of music, the power that it provides to you and to me and to anybody that really feels the music. I was going to say enjoys it, but you might enjoy it without actually feeling it, letting it get down and deep inside of you. And power, like you, for example, I know.
Yes.
I know it powers you up.
Big time.
Yeah, you know, you go to all these festivals and you dance your butt off. You're into it. You know the lyrics. You know the people in the band.
Right.
It's a strong thing.
It's kind of an obsession, but I figure it's a harmless one.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
Right.
Yeah. But you know, you take people like Bob Marley. In the songs that he sang and songs that he wrote and the things he was singing and writing about, or Bob Dylan, he's got some powerful freaking lyrics there.
And there's
a ton of them, you know.
And
you could probably, those of you out there listening in, could probably easily feel things from the music that you enjoy, and it doesn't have to be the music that I like, and it's probably not, because everybody has their own individual tastes, and mine are very eclectic in a lot of ways. I like some of the same bands that other people like, and I can't stand other bands that some people like that I know. But the overall feeling and that you get from just that power, where it takes you, where that music, let's say you hear a song today, that you haven't heard for 30 years and a song that you really enjoyed from some time back that long ago. That song will transport you, or it can anyway, and in many cases for me it certainly does. It'll transport me back to that time, back to that era, when you know, maybe I was younger and more rebellious than I am today. Not that I'm not rebellious now, but it's such a feeling that you get. And other songs, you just might be a modern song, might be an older song, don't matter. You may be sitting there at your computer listening to a song, and all of a sudden you find yourself, wow, look at all my legs are, my feet are tapping, I'm shaking in my chair, you know, to the music, and it's just an amazing thing. And so it can certainly do those kind of things. Cowboy Tech is saying music often helped in the old folks' homes that he spent time in. Now, I did not realize you were that old, Cowboy Tech. I'm glad they let you out.
Music does keep you young, I believe. Youngish, because it seems like people that are more active in life live longer, are healthier. And I go to these free music fest things that they have here in Eau Claire.
Okay.
And there's something four nights a week.
All right.
It's just at different venues, right?
Okay.
But it's all free. But anyway, these live bands play, and a lot of people that are over 60, over 70, you know, they're old couples or whatever, and they show up, and they go out there, and they freaking dance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're
sure.
still dancing in their late 70s, early 80s or something, you know?
Yeah, getting their most out of life, you know?
Why not?
Well, that's right. That's right. And, you know, speaking of old or young or whatever age people dancing together, it creates that, like, bond with them, between them, right?
Yeah. It's an intimate thing. It can be.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, even if it's not, like, whatever, sensual or sexual or whatever,
right.
it's still intimate.
Yeah.
As you're there, and you and that other person kind of become one, depending on the type of dance it is, of course. Yeah, you know, if it's like the bump or something, probably not. Is that still a thing? People still do the bump?
No. I mean, maybe if there's some old disco heads out there, I don't know. I think that was like a disco thing.
But they
the
still
hustle and all that stuff.
Right. But they still do the waltz and they still do, you know, some of that other ballroom type dancing where people are definitely connected with each other and have to be kind of one together during whatever, you know, period of time they're dancing for, right?
Right.
And so I mean, that's another thing that, I mean, it wasn't even in my plan of things to talk about is how it helps people to interact on a such a level,
right,
that you wouldn't get if you're just sitting there talking to them.
Right. Well, I've seen this happen where I know, and I know for a fact this is true, that the artist, whatever artist it is, if they're playing in front of a live audience, they feed off that crowd.
Yeah, the energy of the crowd, sure.
The energy of the crowd, they feed off that. And then I think that's what, in 2020, a lot of musicians suffered some depression because they were playing music, but they weren't, that part was missing.
Right,
you know
what I mean? Yeah, and that's huge.
Yeah, it is. I mean,
And
most
it don't
artists
matter.
Will tell you that. Most musicians will tell you that the bands and the artists feed off the crowd.
Right, and it don't matter if it's a little club with 20 people in it or a freaking stadium with 100,000. Because whatever energy it is they're getting, unless they suck and the people aren't responding, but
right.
which they probably also get some of the negative energy in that case. And I've been to some clubs where the band was just freaking horrible. But you know, you still try to support them to some degree. And of course, you know, in the little clubs, alcohol helps.
Yeah, that plays a role a lot of times.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, it just goes with the whole vibe of a concert, though.
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People are relaxed, having fun. I mean, I saw Grateful Dead 4 times, and Jerry was still alive playing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's interesting how the crowd really plays a role.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Someone brought a bunch of toilet paper, and they started, like, streaming the toilet paper, like, around in the crowd. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I don't know why that was a thing, but they did. I remember that.
All right.
But everyone's in a good mood. Everyone's happy, ready to hear music, you know, tripping their balls off or whatever, tripping balls.
And that's why they call a festival is because you feel festive.
Right. Exactly.
which is a big thing. You know, so when I first heard the song, and I didn't hear it, I didn't even know they had this new album out back in 2004. But when I first heard this, which was probably about 10 years ago, I was like, wow, that's a great song. I mean, the Stiff Little Fingers has made a lot of great songs. A lot of their songs were about anti-war type stuff. And you know, there, of course, being from Ireland, of course, there was a lot of the Irish crap going on that went on over there in Northern Ireland that they were singing against the Brits for, which I agreed with. I think decent person understood that the Brits were being very tyrannical in their handling of Northern Ireland. Not, you know, because they didn't like Northern Ireland standing up for themselves.
No,
and
of course not.
And so they called the Northern Ireland people terrorists. They said, you're not bowing down on bended knee and licking the boot. What's wrong with you?
Right.
But speaking of that and anti-war stuff, I mean, think of all the great anti-war songs that are out there.
Oh, yeah.
And the power they've had to affect large masses of people to get out there in the streets and say, stop this war, whatever war it happened to be. It's amazing that the movements created, and not only the movements created by the music, but the music created by the movements, the people that got into it and saw the things going on,
right,
would you know, put pen to paper and fingers to strings, you know, and it's great. I just think of some of the amazing songs that you can think of. Tin Soldiers, think of that one.
Unfortunate Son.
Unfortunate or Fortunate Son? Not it's not.
Is it Fortunate Son?
Yeah, it's Fortunate Son.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, it's, you know, he wasn't born with a silver spoon in his mouth.
No, he was unfortunate.
He was no fortunate son.
No, he was not.
Fogerty nowadays, I don't know. He's gone.
He's kind of lefty.
Yeah,
bit.
Well, that and he's more in favor of government stuff now.
Yeah, and it's so. Kind of like, really, dude.
Yeah, I know, but he's still, you know, I still like him, even though he's that way. But not all of the old guys, you know, Dylan, he still sings protest songs.
Anti-establishment.
You know, yeah. And such. But I mean, you think about it, all of the wonderful songs, War Pigs, man. Ah, that's a great one.
Oh, yeah, great tune.
Yeah, yeah. So anybody out there got any favorite songs that empower them in a spiritual way, because definitely it empowers your
that
spirit.
That Neil Young song.
Which one? He's done.
Is it about Kent State?
Oh, Ohio.
Ohio. Yep. That's a good tune.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think Neil Young is still pretty anti-establishment, too.
Well, I think so. It's hard, you know, on some things I think he is, and some things he's not.
Mm-hmm.
But like Van Morrison, man, he's definitely anti-establishment, I guess you could say, at this point. I'm Still Standing,
right.
A great one, Kate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, Four Dead in Ohio.
We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel.
Okay, I don't really know the lyrics to that one, so I can't.
Really? We've talked about that before.
We probably have, but I never really liked Billy Joel.
That's a good song, though. The lyrics in that are good.
Now, is that the one where he rattles off all kinds of stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, so yep. I never paid close enough attention to catch all the
really?
Stuff he was saying.
That's pretty good.
So, yeah.
He pretty
yeah.
much does everything that happened bad, and that's how we got to this point, you know.
Right. Yeah, see, takes you back, you know. Back to being, you know, in your teen years when you were, you know, rebellious against most things,
right.
But especially
songs are iconic. You know, they last forever. Too,
sure, they
so.
Do. Sure, they do. Now, I don't really recall any all the music that Gary L. and Gee Gee's Boo been playing on Sunday nights here up through those years. I don't recall too much of that. Where there was much anti-establishment stuff going on, and probably because it would never get airplay if somebody back then had wrote that kind of music.
Right.
Yeah, you know, Eve of Destruction is one of the, I think, earliest ones. I'm not sure if, I mean, that was right around the time when Dylan was starting out. Signs is a good one. That's definitely a great song. And it definitely can take you back to, you know, different places in your life. A lot of them that can various bands, whether you know them or not. Old Man, yeah, that's a great song too.
Yeah,
and now that some of us have reached old man status, and you look back at your younger self, you could say, yeah, all right, I'm a lot like I was, or it was a lot like you were, but yeah, yeah, definitely. Oh boy, yeah.
I know.
But yeah,
I was gonna say "House of the Rising Sun." That's a good tune.
Yeah, it's about something. You know, the topic there is interesting.
Yeah.
House of the Rising Sun, but a lot of Hendrix. You know.
Yeah.
If Six Was Nine, I relate so to that song. You know. Don't tell me how to live my life. I'm the one that's got to die when it's time for me to die. Don't tell me how to live my life, you fancy old business idiot flashing down the street. Well, of course, that's not the exact lyric. So, but
right.
Yeah, yeah. Do you people the chatters, other listeners later on listening to the podcast, thinking to yourself, whether current songs, 10-year-old songs, 30, 40, 50-year-old songs, do you feel the power of those songs? Do you feel that this music makes you strong?
I do.
I know I do. I mean, of course, I wouldn't have brought the topic up otherwise.
Right.
And started to go with it. But I have, and you all saw I posted the pictures of my guitars the other day here, hanging on my wall. But I can't really play. I can't really play anything. I can do some Ramones stuff, and I can do some, basic, on the electric, six string electric. I can play that kind of stuff, but I don't really know how to play the guitar. I don't know how to read music.
Right.
But I can start playing on that. I really love my guitar, my cigar box guitar now, but, I can start strumming on one of those, picking and strumming on one of those, and boy, the feeling that you get, it's just, I don't know what else to compare it to.
Yeah.
It gives you like this energy, something about it, and it's like I couldn't go out there and play with other people, because like I said,
no.
I don't know how to play. I start playing, and I can make stuff. It sounds great to me. But I couldn't even repeat it immediately after I did it, because I'm just
impromptu
random, but either way, just doing that action, like Vinny does on his busted ass banjo. He don't care. It's a busted ass banjo. He's gonna beat on Burl. Because it gives you that strength, that energy. Wow. Yeah.
Right. I mean, I feel that way when I'm dancing or singing, too.
Yeah, I'm sure. And I'm telling you right now, I could not sing a note. I couldn't carry a tune in a bucket.
I was in choir for so long, dude.
but just because I can't don't mean I don't.
Right. Yeah, I'm not saying I'm good.
I still
like to do it, though.
If there was a recording of somebody strangling a cat and me singing, people would say, put that cat back on.
Oh, God.
So I'm glad my house is, like, far away from other houses.
Right.
Well,
my neighbors definitely have heard some Billy Strings, for sure.
Oh, yeah, I'll bet.
And some infamous string dusters.
Yeah, yeah, well, probably some Trampled, too,
Oh, yeah, they've heard everything.
Sure.
I got these Bose speakers, and, like, turn it up to 11, man.
Oh yeah, I've cranked my amp up way up a few times, and you know, yeah. Enough to rattle the windows on my house.
Right.
and then just play random stuff on the guitar at full volume with distortion, because I have this nice little distortion pedal. so,
oh, cool.
So,
yeah, cool.
Yeah, it's all such good fun. And anyway, music tomorrow night, free at, I think it's 8:30 my time.
Yeah, it's 9:30 Eastern.
Oh, okay. So really? Okay. So it'd be 7:30 my time. Samantha Fish.
Right.
She's a blues guitarist, and if she's a great singer, great guitarist, and great looking to boot.
She's hot.
Great looking to boot. So
yeah, she's really hot.
And it'll be live for free via.
Okay, Grim. It's 9:30 Central time.
Okay, that's what I thought. So 7:30 my time.
Right.
Yeah. So you'll get a free concert tomorrow. There was that with her. And then Kate pointed out that also on Saturday, the Dropkick Murphys are doing an album drop. So they'll be doing a show there. So that'll be great. Tipitina's, and it's like something with Pags or Mags or someplace where you listen to Billy Strings. Whatever that's
called. Fans Not Live?
No, it's like Pags or Stags or something like that.
Nugs.
Nugs, that's the one, yeah. So they're somehow associated with the
Tipitina's. Yeah.
Tipitina's and Samantha.
Right.
Come on, get your free fish fry tomorrow.
right.
Yeah.
Samantha Fish is really good.
Yeah, she's an excellent, top-notch guitarist.
She's amazing, dude.
Top-notch guitarist, great vocalist.
Oh, gosh, she's incredible.
And she's
a little cutie pie.
She is. So that'll be great. And then on Saturday, we'll get the Dropkick Murphys there. So that's always, they're always fun to watch. And I don't know what else live free music is coming up over the weekend, but there's always plenty.
I don't know.
There's always.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, these artists are starving.
Yes.
If not starving for money, they're definitely starving to be able to play, because they are being drained. Yeah, live audiences, some coming back in some places. Not here in the state of New Mexico.
Oh, God.
The whole thing, this lockdown crap. The governor came out the other day, the notorious MLG, and said, well, we're going to go ahead and let movie theaters open at 25%. And the movie theater guys came out and said, if we open at 25%, we got to take care of all the employees and all the supplies and everything like that, plus the cost of the movie. We'll lose money. We will lose money at 25%. So that's not going to happen. Thanks for your offer of allowing us a slight bit of a capability, but screw you.
Yeah, and that Samantha Fish thing is going to be on YouTube.
Yeah, on YouTube. Yeah. So that'll be great. Most of the live venues out here, they're just not allowed to operate at a capacity in this state. Now they are in all the other states surrounding us. Every state surrounding us. We got Colorado to the north, Utah, Arizona, Texas, Oklahoma. Those are the states bordering New Mexico. In all of them, people can operate semi-normally. Not this state, for whatever reason.
No.
So.
That's crazy.
It sucks.
I bet. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
You know, not that I would go to any of them anyway, but the fact that these people can't do their thing, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, Joe, man. Joe has been a trooper throughout all. Joe Bonamassa, for those of you who don't know.
Oh, yeah.
When I mentioned Joe, he has been a frickin' trooper. Not only has he kept it up, and as Kate points out here, producing enough revenue so that the crew can work, but he has helped many, many artists throughout this whole lockdown phase. And you see him on there. He does his one day a week. He does, you know, this thing, basically promoting other artists. And it's amazing Man, Joe Bonamassa, here is to you. I salute you big time. Now, I you know, I'm not going to buy any of your swag. I guess that's what they call it, merch. actually, I almost did. I looked at it because he put hats up yesterday that he was selling.
Yeah, I bought some pins.
And he's got some. Yeah, you sent me one or two. But he some nice, pretty nice hats. But I don't know, it was like $30 or something. It was like,
yeah,
for a hat. I ain't paid $30 for a hat.
Right.
You know, not like a baseball cap style hat. Maybe I don't know what other kind of hats there are, but cowboy hat, I guess. I don't know, but he didn't have those, and I wouldn't buy one anyway. But that's beside the point. I just thought that was. I mean, I understand he's trying to make a few bucks there on that, but I don't. I'm not. You know, I'm not rich. I don't know who buys $30 baseball hats, but somebody does.
Yeah, people that just want to support.
Yeah, and I would, you know, I'd love to.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't have money to throw around.
And even buying tickets for these live stream things that I've done.
Yeah, you bought a ton of those.
I did. I tried to help them out as much as I could, you know, Billy Strings and everyone.
Oh, and especially the bluegrass and the blues people that don't get, you know, the corporate recognition, that they're not singing the corporate songs, they're singing their own from the heart music, they need the help. Who's the people on top now? I don't know, like Billie Eilish, right? She doesn't need your help.
not really.
She sells enough records to. And she's rich enough. I mean, after a short period of time, that girl came from out of nowhere, pretty much, and hit the big time. And I don't really get it. I've listened to a few of her songs. It's like, really? Whatever. But apparently she's big with the kids, right?
Yeah. I guess. I don't listen to her stuff, so I don't know.
Yeah, I know. Here's what I know is sometimes now on the Jeopardy, which I watch, you know, I watch that show, they'll have something about, you know, various pop culture type stuff, and whether it's music or movies or whatever, and they're like, I'm listening, it's like, I don't know any of these people. Who are these people they're talking about? Yeah.
But if you don't keep up with it, you'll just be like, who is that?
Yeah, and, you know, I still listen to lots of new music, but it's you know, not that kind of stuff, and I don't go out and watch new movies, so I don't know these new actors.
Looking at the list for the Grammys.
Right.
I mean, I knew some of the names on there from blues and bluegrass, but the ones from, like, pop, I didn't know a lot of them.
Yeah. It's like,
who is that?
Right. Yeah. And I'm not sure, like on Saturday Night Live, I'll see, like, the advertisement on the TV, and they say, this person hosting and this person, or these people singing, and I'm like, who are they? I don't know. Now, Elon Musk is going to be hosting.
I saw that.
I think it's not this week. I think it's next week. So hopefully hopefully they'll have a musical guest on there that I'll recognize, because I'll watch that show. Just to see him talking about
Saturday Night Live's gotten really bad.
Oh, it is. So but he's going to be.
It's not like it used to be.
He's going to be on there, and he's what do you call himself now? The Doge King or
Doge Father.
The Doge Father. Right. The Doge Father. The Dog Father. So I'll see that. And by the way, if you're looking to buy some Dogecoin, I'd probably go ahead and buy it. I'd probably go ahead and buy it before that show airs, because that may drive some people to drive the price up. We'll see.
Yeah.
No guarantees there. You know, it's possible that Doge has already got the full effect, the full Musk effect already, and it's not going to go anywhere more from him saying good things about it. But it might.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's hanging around 30 cents. It's been there for, a little while. It went a little bit down, a little bit up. Actually, it went up to like 42 cents for a period. But anyway, we're not here to talk about Doge. Although, yo, Doge! Yeah, 30 cents is freaking awesome. 10 cents was freaking awesome. Oh, boy. Oh, yeah. 42 cents is the highest I saw, Kate, on that. Anyway, where were we? What are we talking about here?
I don't know.
we're talking about music. We got all sidetracked. But that's,
right.
Yeah. I don't know if you listen to me and Cirque talk about, we set a topic prior to the show, and then we talk about everything else in the world. Maybe a few minutes about a topic. Oh, man. Anyway, you know, you Moose and I did the Freakers Ball for a long time, for many years, and we would not have done that show if it wasn't for the music, if it wasn't for loving the music, and if it wasn't for, a lot of times, me wanting to introduce the listeners to music that I came across, that I found, that was new stuff, good rock and roll or hard, you know, metal or blues or punk or whatever, because I'll hear a song and it's like, oh man, people got to hear this. And that, if there's anything that I miss about stopping Freakers, it's sharing the new music with the larger audience. Because
that was fun.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I enjoyed doing the stories and talking about the craziness of the world and all that stuff, which we don't really have a show that does that now. You know, because this show's not designed for that. Neither is It's All Connected. So you and I, or you know, myself, I kind of enjoyed doing some of that stuff, but I find it mostly unimportant. And you know, you can read the, you know, all kinds of crazy crap going on in the world on the Twitter or wherever you read your news headlines from. And I think mostly that's what people get, you know, is headlines. And so ours were good because we'd go down a little deeper into some of those stories. But that's okay. I miss that. I miss that far less than I miss sharing the music. So at least I still do my Sunday blues, but that's, you know, nothing really new going on there. It's just the blues, but you know, the blues is just great. Oh boy, it's powerful, powerful stuff. To those of us who enjoy the blues, which is not everybody apparently. although I have been getting a lot more listeners on the blues show.
Good.
Yeah, I outpace Hal a lot of times, listener wise, which he used to get the most listeners of any show. But recently, or over the past few months, I notice on the blues show, the people listening in, there's more than his. So, hooray!
Okay.
Hooray!
Good.
I'm not trying. It's not a competition. I'm not trying to outdo Hal. I never want to do that.
No.
But I do enjoy seeing that there are people out there enjoying the music. I'd be listening like if we were just sitting around on a Sunday morning, maybe playing the trivia without me broadcasting or somebody else broadcasting, I'd still be listening to the blues. I'd be kicking back and then listening to the blues while we played the trivia, and you wouldn't because I wouldn't be playing them, but I enjoy doing it. So there's that. And obviously you do too, Moose Girl. You love playing the music because, I mean, the expense and the effort that you went to showing those concerts online,
yep.
and the frustration that you went through,
yeah.
Getting stuff set up and working properly.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, and obviously you did it for one reason. You love the music.
Right.
Because it's the and you love the music because of the feeling that you get from that.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, yeah. It's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, I buy it and then I broadcast it or stream it or whatever.
Yeah, right.
Because it's like, I don't have to be the only one watching it. I already paid for it. Might as well just share it with people, you know?
Sure, sure. Yeah. So, is there any, what is your favorite band at this point in time?
I have more than one favorite band. I can't say that.
Okay, so
there's no way I can say, oh yeah, that's my favorite band right now.
So it's not just Billy Strings.
No.
Okay.
The infamous String Dusters, Billy Strings, Trampled by Turtles, Pertner Sandstone.
Yeah.
Leftover Salmon. Frog Leg. I mean, they're a Minneapolis band, but still, they're a good band.
Now,
you know what I mean?
Right. Now, see, before I met you.
Charlie Parr.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Charlie's awesome. Before I met you, I didn't listen to bluegrass. I never listened to any bluegrass. Let me qualify a slight bit. And it depends on how you want to look at it, but songs like Hot Rod Lincoln, which... Is that bluegrass or is that rockabilly?
To me, that's rockabilly.
Yeah, but they're classified, I think, as bluegrass. I saw Commander Cody in the Lost Planet Airmen at a bluegrass festival when I was like 12 or 13.
Okay.
Which I didn't opt to go to that bluegrass festival. My sister did. She said we're going up to I think it was Santa Barbara or somewhere, somewhere. Slightly up from San Diego, and we're gonna go up there and visit a friend of mine, and then we're all gonna go to this bluegrass festival. I mean, what the hell's bluegrass? but anyway, so I really enjoy the bluegrass now, and you did that for me. That's right.
Oh,
happy birthday, Willie Nelson, 88 freaking years old, still
right.
Toking like a monster. Well, maybe
yep.
not. He doesn't toke so much anymore, but. But he
no,
does,
he still partakes.
He partakes, yes. We'll
yeah.
put it that way. So, happy birthday, Willie!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Green Sky Bluegrass, Yonder Mountain String Band. And there's a couple other ones that
yeah.
I like.
Yeah.
I like a variety of music, but bluegrass is, like, my favorite genre, I guess, but... I mean, bluegrass is like old school too. It's old Doc Watson, Bill Monroe.
Isn't Doc Watson jazz?
No.
Oh, okay.
Bluegrass.
Okay.
Bill Monroe and Doc Watson are bluegrass.
All right. I know Monroe is like he's the godfather
the
of bluegrass.
The Stanley Brothers. There's Sam Bush band too. He's really good. Sam Bush. He's a mandolin player.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah.
He has his own band.
Cool,
yeah.
cool.
Yep.
So,
oh, yeah, Doc Watson's dead. I'm just saying, a lot of the bluegrass bands, that's where bluegrass started, was back in that era, Kate. And a lot of bluegrass bands now cover their songs still today. Billy Strings covers Doc Watson, Bill Monroe, and Stanley Brothers all the time.
Sure, sure.
Because that's what he, like, grew up on.
Yeah, well, you know,
Bill Monroe is the father of bluegrass. Actually,
just think of how many versions of various, probably all of Robert Johnson's songs you hear still today, still being pumped out there. Yeah, Robert Johnson, I mean, you could say
mm-hmm.
he's the godfather of the blues, but he is the blues. And rock and roll too. So many of his songs have been, redone by rock bands, just pure rock bands, but definitely, just because they're old and dead, don't mean they're not still alive in our hearts and minds.
Right.
And you know, a lot of people just, I mean, these are the standards, they call them now, of you know, whatever genre. I imagine there's standards in country, I guess. I don't know. But you know, in other genres as well. So, but definitely in blues, there's standards that go back to the beginning, the roots.
Oh, big time.
You know, that and a lot
of... I was going to say one thing about the drum. Like, that's how music basically got started, in my opinion.
Oh, sure, yeah.
That's... Because a lot of ceremonies and such revolved around drum beat, which to Native Americans, that equals the heartbeat of Mother Earth.
Sure.
And other... cultures did similar.
Right. Well, you know, it was probably the first instrument, and I say that with air quotes,
right.
Instrument ever played was some caveman beating on a rock, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
With a stick or something.
Yeah. With his hands, with a stick, whatever. And he was like, hey,
right.
Hey, I got rhythm. I got rhythm.
Drum.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's the drum beat. The drum can be very powerful, especially when they're using it for ceremonial purposes. And you know, like hippies like to have drum circles and stuff.
Okay. Think back to your school days, elementary, junior high, high school days.
Yeah.
Did you ever play
those stupid triangles and the?
Did you ever get yelled at in class for drumming on your desk?
I didn't, but some people did.
I certainly did. I mean, you know, thinking of whatever song in my head, and I'm sitting there playing.
Yeah. Absentmindedly.
Yeah, and I'm thinking about it, you know.
Right.
And the teacher's up there, you want to share with the rest of the class?
Right.
And I go, yeah, I'll do. But yeah. So, you know. And so that was just, you know, that's just the kind of thing that comes to you naturally.
Right.
That, you know, the drum. And you gotta have a rhythm department. You don't have to, but most people do. And if you have a band, you gotta have somebody, you know, having
right.
a drum or a bass.
Right.
You know, keeping the band on time. Ba 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 ba.
Yep.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, bagpipes have a limited value.
Well, if you're bad bagpipe playing sounds horrible.
Oh, of
good
course.
Bagpipe playing doesn't sound so bad.
No.
Just saying.
Yeah.
But you can hear a bagpipe from, like, I swear, a mile away.
Oh, yeah.
They're loud.
Especially if you're in the Scottish Highlands.
Right.
where they came from. I think that's where they came from anyway. That's where they
were. When I was a kid, there was a guy that had a bagpipe, and it was like for some organization he was in, and he would practice in the parking lot there. It was like two blocks from my house, and I could hear him. Like, he was standing right next to me. Yeah, I know, Kate. All kinds of conflicts tonight.
Well, you know, we're almost done.
I got the Packers. It's crazy. I got the Packers draft watch going on the page.
Okay.
So, no, they have 90. They have the 29th pick in the first round, so we'll see what happens.
Ah,
there,
so you got plenty
yeah.
of time. Anyway, yep. Now, did the college teams play last year?
Play what?
Football.
They did, but it was limited games, a shortened schedule.
All right. I'm just
and
wondering.
Like, some teams like couldn't even go to the championship or be in the playoffs because of COVID.
Right. Well, like New Mexico Lobos, the New Mexico State Lobos, could not play in New Mexico. It was not allowed. So they went to Las Vegas to play some games. Now, I don't know how many games they played all together, but I know they weren't allowed to play. I was just wondering, you know, like for the scouts looking for the players
right.
to pick for the draft.
They still played hockey.
Were they really able to get
No fans. No fans. Only the parents, or you know, each player could have only two people there attending. There was no fans in the stands, like none of the student fans or anything.
Yeah.
And they did the cardboard cutout thing.
Did they let the scouts in?
Oh yeah, I'm sure they let the scouts in still.
Okay.
Yeah, because I don't think that stopped. But everything was just messed up last year.
Yeah.
With so everything, so
sure.
Very weird year. So.
Yeah. Anyway, you know what music does for you?
Yeah.
Freeze your mind.
It should.
It frees your mind. Yeah. Well, you know, unless you're listening to that corporate crap, in which case it enslaves your mind. But you know, if you're listening to those people singing all the stuff the corporations want you to hear, then of course that's bad. But if you're listening to stuff that from true artists. True independent artists, then it will free your mind, which is why,
yeah.
which is, you know, a big part of why I wanted to do it as a topic on this show. All right. Okay. Anyway, I think that'll wrap it up. I think we've pretty much exhausted this topic.
Yeah, I mean, music is powerful and magical.
It is. It is. And it makes you stronger, yeah. And it makes you feel better. It's a healing.
Yeah.
It's a healing thing.
Yes.
And it's definitely, I always say that blues is good for the soul. I don't know about other types of music, I really love, you know, rock and punk and heavy metal and a variety of other types of music, but nothing gives me the feeling that the blues gives me, and it you know, it can definitely ease your suffering if you have any of that.
Right.
And if you don't, it can just make you feel great.
And it can bring back good memories.
Oh yeah, it brings awesome. Like I said, it transports you to you know. Days
right.
gone by, when happy times in the past, you know.
Yeah.
If I listen to, you know, like Judas Priest, I'm taken back to the US Festival. Listen to
right.
the Stones. I saw the Stones live at San Diego, Jack Murphy Stadium at the time. I don't know what they call it now. But yeah, I saw the Stones there, I'm taken right on back there. So yeah.
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 For sure.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks everybody for tuning in today
to the
Free Your Mind show with Moose Girl and myself. We'll be back next Thursday. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Right.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. See? Take it right there. to when you were a kid sitting on the living room floor watching Batman.
Right.
check the schedule on reallybody.com for all the rest of the shows coming up throughout the week. I'm not sure if Vinny's on tomorrow or not.
He said he's going to be.
Okay, great. So check Vinny out tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern time. Have fun with that. Red Dick Dennis on Saturday. Like I said, check the schedule. Y'all have a great night. Enjoy your draft and
whatever
else there is. People were talking.
There's baseball. There's hockey. There's
okay. All them sporty sports
all
things.
All the stuff going on.
All the sports. All the sports ball games.
Right.
Have fun with that. And I think that's it. I think that covers it. You got anything else?
Nope.
All right. Great then.
All right.
Peace.
Peace.